If you have your Bibles tonight, we'll be in Romans. Romans chapter number 1 tonight. And I say if you got your Bible tonight, and I said that kind of jokingly. We got to the end of our road, got nearly third gear in there. And I looked at Savannah, I said, put my Bible in here. She said, I don't know. We got looking. I had to turn around and go back to the house. I said, Eric Carew probably would have had an aneurysm if I had got to church and didn't have my Bible. But anyway, we're going to go on tonight. Romans chapter number 1, verses 21 through 28. Be talking about the foolishness of the gospel. I've been here for a long time. I don't know how long it's been, but never had an opportunity to share it with anybody. Never had an opportunity to put it on a piece of paper. Never nothing. And BJ come to me when he was doing a roofing job. He said, when we have this baby, I need you to preach for me. It may be a Sunday night, it may be a Wednesday, it may whatever. I just need you to cover. I said, okay, I got you. And I already knew right then it's going to be the foolishness of the gospel. Well, I got home Monday. He's been telling me every week. Eric's been telling me every week, be ready, be ready. And I've been trying to get it together and get it out, and it just ain't been flowing. And I sat down Monday evening in the shooting house and kind of got some stuff together on my phone. It wasn't flowing real well and wasn't going right. And just I got it there. Got home Tuesday morning and from the gym, and BJ called me and said, I need you to preach for me Wednesday night. And I said, y'all done having a baby? He said, no, not yet, but we might. I said, okay. Well, anyway. So we're here, and it's the foolishness of the gospel. Tonight we're going to talk about some fools we see in the gospel. But in Romans chapter number 1 and verse 21, if you will, stand. It says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into the image of made like a corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through their lust and through their own hearts, and to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. In verse 25 it says, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. In verse 26 it says, for this cause God gave them up to vile affections, for their women did change their natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. In verse 28 there it says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which were not convenient. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, as I come to you tonight, God, and I just want to thank you for this opportunity, Father God. It's not on my time and by no means, Father God, but it's on yours, Father. Lord God, I thank you tonight for this opportunity to stand and just share what you showed me, Father. God, just share what you put on my heart, Father God, and I pray, Father God, it be a blessing to somebody, Father. Lord God, I pray tonight for Brother BJ and Sister Brandy, Father God, and baby Ryder. God, I pray that you just put your hand over that situation, Brother. Just be with Brother Rocky and his baby brother, baby Kyler. God, I pray that you just touch them. Father God, I pray that you just work in that like we've already seen you move, Father. And God, I pray tonight that you just move me completely out of the way. God, I love you and I do thank you. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. So I've kind of already walked you through it, but the foolishness of the gospel tonight. If you look throughout the Bible, you'll see fools, people who's foolish and done foolish things, and they're just foolish. They turned away from the gospel. They done all these things. Tonight, we must not turn away from the gospel. We can't be a fool. We can't be foolish like that. We can't do foolish things like that and turn away from the gospel. But I want to show you just a few things of who were the fools in the gospel. The first thing we see is rejectors of the gospel. I'm going to do a lot of flipping tonight. You can flip with me. Lee up there, you can do whatever you need to do on the screen there. But on Acts chapter number 26 and verse 28, or we'll start in verse 27 there. This is Paul here, and he's talking to King Agrippa. And what Paul's done is he's just laid his heart out to King Agrippa, and he's telling him just how good God is and just how good Jesus Christ is. And he's asking him to accept Jesus Christ into his heart. But in verse 27, it says, King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know thou believest. In verse 28, and it says, Then Agrippa said unto Paul, Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. King Agrippa here is the first type of fool we see in the Bible, and he is a rejecter of the gospel. I want you to know tonight, a rejecter of the gospel, they never truly trust in the Lord. They never ask Jesus Christ to come in their heart. They never take a step forward with Jesus. They never do anything. They just reject it all at once. People who come to church and they sit in and day out, they never give their heart to Jesus Christ, they're a rejecter of the gospel. Atheists, they're rejecters of the gospel. People like that, that's who a rejecter of the gospel is. They're foolish in their doings. King Agrippa, he was foolish because he had everything laid out there, what he needed to do to accept Christ and how good God was and how good Jesus Christ was, and he rejected it. He was a rejecter of the gospel. Psalms 14:1 says, The fool says in his heart, There is no God. That's where we get the foolish part from that. King Agrippa said, Almost thou persuadest me. Almost, but almost is no good. Almost is no good. So therefore he said that there is no God. He said, I'm not going to trust your God because I don't believe in him enough. So therefore Psalms 14:1 says, If you don't believe in him enough, the fool says in his heart, There is no God. But not only do we see the rejecters of the gospel, we see the regretters of the gospel. Regretters of the gospel. Luke 16:24. If you want to flip over there, Luke 16, verse 24. This is talking about the rich man and the beggar. The rich man being the rich man. We don't ever hear his name in the Bible because his name's irrelevant. He wound up in a devil's hell. But there was a man sitting there, the so-called the beggar. We'll find his name in the text there, and his name was Lazarus. Lazarus sat at the rich man's gate every day. Every day he sat at that gate, and he begged for whatever he could get. But I want you to know there come a day where they both died, and I'm just paraphrasing here what the Bible says. There come a day when they both died, and Lazarus went to Abraham's bosom, and the rich man, he was in the pits of hell. And in verse 24 here, it says, And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. I want you to know today the second foolish person we see in the Bible is not only a rejecter, but it's the regretter. The rich man here, he started regretting real quick when he got to hell. He started regretting real quick that he didn't give Lazarus the time of day. He started regretting all the things he'd done in his life, but most importantly, he regretted that he never trusted in Jesus Christ. He had every opportunity to do it, and he never done it. He started regretting it. But moving on to something here, another regretter we see in the Bible is Judas. Judas was one of the disciples. He walked each and every day with God. He with Jesus. He done everything with Jesus. Everything he done, put it in today's terms, if the church doors was open, he was there. If it was a mission trip, he was there. He was probably leading it. Whatever it may be, if somebody needed prayed over, Judas was there praying over. But we all know Judas done something that he shouldn't have done, and he done it. He sold Jesus out for a few pieces of silver, and he sold him out to the guards who come and got him and crucified him. And that left something stirring in Judas's heart that he couldn't get over, and that one thing was regret. And you see in Matthew 27:5 where Judas had hung himself, and Judas had went on and he had went ahead and killed himself. But there was regret in his life. There was regret, just Satan nagging on him every day about how much regret he had, how much he couldn't get over what he had already done. I want you to know today, when I have sin in my heart, when I fall short of the glory of God and I do something stupid and dumb and whatever it may be, I want you to know Satan won't let me get over that. He will never let me live that down. BJ says all the time that stuff stays in your mind and it stays in your head and you never get over it. There's regret in your life when you're not living for the gospel. But I want you to know tonight, if that's where you are, you can come back from that. Don't let Satan lie to you. But tonight, we have rejecters of the gospel. We have regretters of the gospel. But we also have, I don't know if this is a real word, but this is Yampertown talk. We got rethinkers of the gospel, where they rethink on some things, reconfig on some things. You know, y'all know what I'm talking about. Rethink. You got to rethink some things. Matthew 19:16-22. Matthew chapter number 19, verses 16-22. It says, "And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good things shall I do that I may have eternal life?" In verse 17, he said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep thy commandments." And he said unto him, "Which?" And Jesus said, "Thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." In verse 20, it said, The young man said unto him, "All these things have I kept from my youth up, and what lack I yet?" And Jesus said unto him, "If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell all thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me." In verse 22 it says, "But when the young man heard this saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great compassion, great possessions." Tonight we see the rethinkers of the gospel. We see this man as he come and he thought he wanted to be in heaven. He thought he wanted a part of what Jesus had. He thought he wanted a part of the Christianity lifestyle. He thought he had all these things, but he realized he was going to have to give up some things. He didn't realize the price he was going to have to pay. And we see this so many times in churches. People come to the altar and they'll give their heart to Jesus, and Monday morning they're back doing the same thing they done yesterday. So many times we see that. It's because people don't count the cost. The Bible says you must repent from your sins. You must repent and turn from your wicked ways. And so many times people get caught up in that, and they'll be a rethinker of the gospel. They think they want it. They think they want to do better. They think they want it. They think. But when it comes down to it, they just won't do it. They won't do it. They won't give their heart to Jesus. They won't give it all the way in. They won't do what God's called them to do. But all those folks, I know that's short, sweet, and to the point, but I want to take you back to Romans chapter number 1, right where we started. Romans 1:21-28. All those people, we talked about how foolish they are. This is where all that lines back up with the text I brought to begin with, Romans 1:21-28. We see the rejecters of the gospel, the regretters of the gospel, and the rethinkers of the gospel. This is their reward right here. Romans chapter number 1, verse 21, it says, "Because that when they knew God, they didn't glorify Him as God. They weren't thankful. They became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened." I'm not lying to you. That's what the Bible says. It says their foolish heart was darkened. Verse 22, it says, "Professing themselves to be wise, they become fools." King Agrippa thought he was a wise man. King Agrippa thought he had it all planned out. He thought he knew exactly what he was talking about. He thought he was greater than God was. He thought his way was better than the way of Jesus Christ. He thought he was a wise man. He was. He became a fool. The rich man. He thought he was wise. He thought he had it figured out. He had all the money. He could get whatever he wanted. He become a fool. Judas, he thought he had it figured out. He thought nobody would know. Nobody will know why I sold out Jesus. Nobody will know. He was wise, but he become a fool. All the way through, everything I've told you tonight, they were wise, but they become fools. Verse 23, it says, "And changed the glory of an uncorruptible God into an image, and made like to a corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie." When you start turning truth into lies, it gets foolish. It's foolish. Foolishness. "And worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen." And I'm going to skip down to verse number 28 there, and it says, "Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind." I know BJ's hit on this probably a couple months ago on what a reprobate mind is, and I want to give you Jake Gunner term for it because Jake Gunner's not very smart. But a few weeks after Brother BJ had done that, my heart wasn't right. I wasn't where I needed to be, and had some stuff going on. And most of the time you step out them doors and BJ gets to hollering and you can still hear him. And that reprobate mind was fresh on me for some reason. And I don't remember if I was down here, up there, whatever it was, but I looked through that glass and I couldn't hear nothing. I could see people clapping and cheering and hollering, and I could see BJ up here raising Cain and doing what he does, just loud as he is, and I couldn't hear nothing. And right then God said, that's a reprobate mind. The silence of God. When you can't hear me no more, when you can't feel me no more, that's a reprobate mind. I want you to know tonight the foolishness of the gospel. When you've experienced the foolishness of the gospel, you won't want to be there no more. You don't want to be locked down in the silenceness of God where all you can hear is nothing. You can't hear what He's wanting you to know. You can't hear the love of God. You can't feel the grace of God. But tonight I don't want to leave you there. I don't want to stop there. If I told you there was only one type of fool in the Bible and it was a fool that was going to hell, I'd be lying to you. Because there's fools in the gospel and there's fools for the gospel. And they're only fools for the gospel because of the foolishness of the gospel. If you'll turn to 1 Corinthians 1, chapter number 1 and verses 18, we're going to skip around here. First Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse 18, it says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Verse 21, it says, for after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Verse 23, but we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. Verse 24, but unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, the wisdom of God. Verse 25, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. The weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, that how not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. Verse 27, this is what I like. But God had chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. God has chosen the weak things of this world to confound the things which are mighty. In verse 28 it says, and the base things of this world and the things which are despised has God chosen. And yea, these things are not to bring to naught things that are. Tonight I want to show you just a few more. I'm not going to skip over. I'm just going to kind of paraphrase on these people. You only know exactly who I'm talking about, but they've seen the foolishness of the gospel. The first three people I wrote down was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The foolishness of the gospel. That's what I'm trying to hammer in tonight, the foolishness of the gospel. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that was in our Sunday school lesson a couple weeks ago, if y'all remember that. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had the king come to them and he said, you're going to worship my golden image. And they said, no, we're not. We're not going to worship your golden image. But my God's greater than that. I know who my God is. I'm going to serve my God. And no one goes before him. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, all they had to do was kneel before that golden image one time a day. One time a day, and nobody would have ever said a word to them. The churches was doing it. The king didn't care if they worshiped another god. All he wanted them to do was bow to theirs first. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, I'm not doing it. We will not do it. We're going to serve our God, and we're going to serve our God alone. Don't you know that's foolish? Foolish. Foolish. How many times in my life have I bowed down because I didn't want to be the only one who stood up and said something for Jesus? And I could have just kept my mouth shut. And just keep my mouth shut and I don't have to deal with a conflict. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had to go to a fiery furnace. They lost their life over it, supposed to. Foolishness. Just sit down, shut up, and be quiet. Foolishness. They knew in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, verse 18, that one day it was saved for the preaching of the cross is them which perish foolishness. But it's the power to us. But to us it's power. The next person I see in 1 Kings is Elijah. He stood before all the prophets of Baal. And all the prophets of Baal, they were kind of in an argument there. And they said, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to have this altar set up, and we're going to call to our gods, and you call to yours. And whichever one sends fire down first, let him be God. Let him be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And Elijah said, well, y'all just go ahead and y'all go first, and I'm going to sit back. When that don't work, I'll call on my God. You know how foolish that was? All them prophets of Baal. All them prophets of Baal, and all they had, and it didn't work. It didn't work. It didn't work. It didn't work. And Elijah says, okay, guys, I'm going to call on my God. I'm going to show you who he is. What if God didn't send that fire down? How dumb would he have looked? How stupid? How ignorant? All he had to do was sit down, shut his mouth, and just let them do their thing. He knew it said, for the preaching of the cross is them which perish foolishness. But to those which are saved, it's the power of God. Elijah knew he had power to call down. But the next one I see in 1 Samuel is David. He was a foolish man. David was a foolish man. David done a lot of things, but I picked out David and Goliath. David was just a young boy. He was a small boy. He was had no business being there. Goliath was a monster. He was a giant. He'd done slayed so many people that nobody else wanted to mess with him. And David said, I'm going to go. How foolish is that? How stupid, how ignorant, how dumb, whatever you want to call it. And I know there's kids in here, and I know y'all may not like them hearing those words, but I want you to know one day Satan's going to throw them words in their mouth. Satan's going to throw them words in their heads. I couldn't tell you how many times Satan has beat me down with how stupid I am, how dumb I am, how ignorant I am. Why did you have to do that? Why don't you just sit down and shut your mouth and be quiet? And all I got to do is just realize, for the preaching of the cross is them which perish foolishness. David's not the only fool I see. I see the disciples who left their jobs, who left their families to follow a man who told them, he said, I'm the Son of Man, but I have nowhere to lay my head. Foolish. They knew it was the power of the cross. the last foolish woman I see in the Bible is the woman with the issue of blood. And I got thinking about her this week and how she done, and the doctors had done told her there was no hope, and there's just suffer with it. You're just going to have to suffer with it. There's nothing we can do. 12 years she'd been suffering with this blood issue, and she had this crazy thought. Hey, if I can just touch that man's garment, if I can just touch the hem, if I can just get one thread, it's got to make me better. How dumb does that sound? How ignorant does that sound? We all know what happens there. But the foolish person I've ever seen in the Bible, the biggest fool I ever found in the Bible, was Jesus Christ. And I felt bad when I first wrote that down. I said, boy, I'm going to get hated on for that. Boy, that ain't going to flow good over the radio, and it ain't going to go good. Somebody's going to take it the wrong way. But the more I got thinking about it, the more I said, man, that was stupid. That was dumb. Jesus Christ had a throne in heaven. He didn't have to come down here. He didn't have to put me into existence. But he did anyway. He come down from heaven. He worked an 8-to-5 job, maybe even longer. Boy, if I could have had anything at the snap of my finger and I created the world and I done all this and that, you think I'd come back and work an 8-to-5 job just to barely make it by? Lord, no. Foolish. But I know Jesus Christ, he come to this world because he knew one day somebody was going to write this Bible. And in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse 18, they was going to put, for the preaching of the cross that I hung on, for the preaching of the cross that I died on, for the preaching of the cross that I hung on Jake Gunner's sins, I hung them on that cross. Always to them that perish is foolishness. But to Jake Gunner, it's the power of God. Oh, it's the power of God. And I get to thinking about how God, all them times I sat in a church pew and I fell asleep, and All them times I've sat back and I've tried to do what God's called me to do, and I felt like I was wasting. I've listened to Satan tell me how stupid and how dumb and how ignorant I am, and I just need to sit down and be quiet. And I just remember how God, He says, I've called you. I left my home in heaven. I'd done all them foolish things to save an old wretched sinner like you. But tonight I just get to thinking about how good God's been to me. And I get to thinking about the foolishness of the gospel. And I wrote down tonight, if the Bible was still being wrote, if you can look at it, if it was being wrote today or if you was back living back in the times when it was being wrote. I think about this a lot, just in my times of being a Christian and being in church and whatever. If my name ever got put in the Bible, what would it be? And I showed you three fools in the gospel. But I showed you more fools for the gospel. And tonight I just wanted to know if I could just open my heart up and look the way God sees it. And the way He'd have somebody pin it down in His holy word. If my name was worthy enough to make it, would a preacher be standing up screaming and hollering and preaching about my name one day? Would a preacher take my name out of the book of the Bible and preach on how sinful and how dirty and how terrible I was and how I was a fool and rejected the gospel? Or could he stand up one day and say, hey, that Jake Gunner, he was a fool for the gospel. He was a fool for Jesus Christ. And that's my question for y'all tonight. That's my desire. That's my passion for Union Chapel. That's my desire for me. That's my desire for our Sunday school class, is that we not be fools in the gospel. We not be a fool that was placed in the Bible and rejected Jesus Christ. But we be a fool for Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father God, I come to you tonight, Father. And Lord God, I've made a mess. Lord God, I've stumbled, I've stuttered, I've done all this, Father God, but I know that you'll clean it up. Lord God, I thank you tonight, Father God, for your grace and your mercy, Father. Lord God, if it wasn't for that, I couldn't even stand up here, Father God. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, you sent your son Jesus when he didn't have to come. Lord God, he had it made. He was foolish to even come. But he wanted to because he loved his Father. And God, I thank you for that. God, I pray, Father God, you just let us be a fool for Jesus Christ all week. God, I pray, Father God, you just be with Brother BJ and Sister Brandy again, Father God. God, I pray you just watch over them throughout this COVID and the pregnancy, Father God. God, I pray you just put your hand over and protect them. And God, we love you tonight. God, just keep us safe and bring us back Sunday. God, we love you in Jesus' name. Amen.